What a good start.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
This is gonna be fun.
Cut it and try again.
Well, either that or once again, the great thing about editing is, right, like some of our podcast episodes that Brandon and I have done have been so crazy sporadic, which, hey, if you guys love that unorganized chaos, organized chaos, it's organized chaos.
Valentine's Day chaos edition. Little callback.
Then great. Welcome. If that absolutely bugs you and sends you into panic attack, we apologize for that.
Yeah.
Some of these episodes are not going to be for you. But I think the great thing is where we do just talk about things and generally like conversations come up, which is one of the things I love about this podcast. The wonderful world of editing allows you to take those snippets and throw it into other episodes of the podcast.
So. I mean, our first episode, we didn't know what we were doing at all. And so we like gave the little intro story and we like finished in like 10 minutes. And then our second one, we started with the intent of talking about something and we rambled for 15 minutes before we even mentioned what we were supposed to be talking about. And then I was like, oh, I'm just gonna, and so I just took that and made the other one longer and then like made it resolve and nobody noticed. So there you go.
Until now, behind the scenes footage.
You guys don't know that that conversation was not genuine. It was two conversations.
So, talking about.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Organized chaos. Welcome to the Smalls and Talls podcast. Almost feel like I did a William Shatner impression.
Who's William Shatner?
Will. Go.
That's an awful last name.
Yeah, you're not wrong. gosh, I'm trying to think. So he was, most people know him because he was like the go-to guy in Star Trek.
I haven't seen any Star Trek.
Older ones.
Okay.
So we're talking 70? Oh gosh. Any Trekkies, or if any Trekkies listen, I'm sorry, I don't understand that knowledge.
Don't know.
Anyway, William Shatner. He's a guy that kind of talks like this. Go look him up after the podcast hopefully I did that justice. But
fair enough.
Where are we going?
I don't know if we mentioned this. Steph is on the podcast again. Woohoo!
Welcome.
Trying to keep the chaos under control.
Trying.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes. Today, Steph, do you want to introduce our topic?
Yeah, we're going to talk about chaos. I'm going to change the topic on them and see what they do.
We're only talking about chaos. I think just that's kidding. Crazy.
I was
ready.
Lines. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. What things that you think of when you think chaos?
First thing that comes to mind.
My mom, a mom's brain. You're like, have you ever heard like a mom's story? It's like, you're like doing the dishes and you're like, oh crap, before I do the dishes, I gotta start the laundry.
Starts like eight things.
So that the laundry can work while I'm doing the dishes. But when I go upstairs to do the laundry, then I end up having to wipe a child's bum. And then I walk in and then the laundry hasn't gotten started. And then I go to start the laundry again. I finally get the laundry started. And then by the time it's lunchtime, the dishes still aren't done. And that's chaos.
Yeah.
So, story about that. Steph and I are laying down one night in bed just chatting and I'm like, okay, run me through how your brain works. Not a good idea, by the way. Don't do it. Don't go into that dark corner
of someone's
brain.
Little advice for all the guys out there. Never ask a girl how their brain works, ever. Have I mentioned my book on this podcast? Have I told you that I wrote a book?
Briefly mentioned it.
Everybody needs to know that I wrote a book.
Let him tell this.
Okay, good call. We need her more, man.
Women in our lives help a ton. So she runs me through everything, kind of like what she just did on the podcast. I was tired after hearing how her brain works. I'm like, okay, let me explain how a guy's brain works. We have this thing called a nothing box. I love this nothing box. I live in that box as much as I can.
Yeah.
And Steph occasionally will be like, what you thinking about? Nothing. And like,
they don't believe you.
She can't comprehend.
Yeah, cannot.
It's like,
you
dumb. How can you not be thinking about something? And it's like, because I'm a guy and I like living in that bliss of the nothing box.
I wish I could, because you know when you're going to bed at night and you're like thinking of all the things, you're like, oh, are the kids' school clothes folded?
I don't worry about any of that.
Stop.
The only time that those thoughts are running through my head is if it's like
his pet peeves to know what my brain is thinking.
No, it's not a pet peeve, but it's like exhausting, and like I'm like, stop, you're giving me, I don't get anxiety, you're giving me anxiety by thinking about all those things.
Another organized chaos, watching a one-year-old.
Oh my gosh, a busy one-year-old, because there are some one-year-olds that just chill.
So we have a one-year-old that's busy. Go ahead, Adam.
To say the least. He loves technology too. So we had a drawer like in front of our TV where we'd put all of our remotes. Logical place, right?
We put them there for like the last 6 years.
None of the other kids cared about it.
Andrew figured this out very quickly once he figured out how to walk. And
he can't even see in the drawer. He like stands on his tiptoe.
So he opens the drawer and he puts his arm like all the way through his elbow in there, grabs the remote. And he looks at me specifically, not always, but sometimes, gets this big grin on his face and occasionally runs me the remote, which I'm very grateful for.
Nice.
Or we'll just turn it on and randomly the TV will turn on, or like the kids are playing video games and it gets switched to something else or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
Mildly annoying.
He also got in the dishwasher today. Tell them that story.
Into the dishwasher? Like climbed in?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. If you open the dishwasher to wash dishes, he's there to help you. As you load it, he
quote unquote help, right?
You load it, he unloads it for you.
Same time.
So he grabbed one of our like green, is it ceramic? Yeah, ceramic plates.
Okay.
You know, he drops it. It's fine. He runs
away from the dishwasher. He's like 6 feet away from the dishwasher.
All of a sudden, I'm turning around. I'm trying to clean at this point, right? Like, we're trying to get ready for a bridal shower and stuff like that at our house. And he drops it again. It just shatters. And so I'm just like, Andrew! And I grab his arm, right? Carefully take him away from the situation, and I run.
We put him in the high chair.
That's what we did.
Good call.
And then I cleaned it up. But yeah, he loves to add additional things to clean as we're cleaning.
That adds up.
Also tonight, he was in his brother's room. He got into their closet, and they have some drawers, some shelving plastic drawers that have some toys.
It's like a foot by foot. Yeah, it's not a huge drawer.
And he pushes it over. He's fine. He was out of the way, but you hear this loud bang and like Bakugan and other toys like not Pokemon cards, but just like little trinket toys like that. The whole thing falls and all of it out, and I'm just like.
Because it was like one of those things that's like only like a foot high, but has like three drawers in it.
Yeah, so got a bunch of stuff.
Not so big. Anyways, yes, one-year-olds.
Chaos.
How about you, Brandon?
Oh, I'm going to mention my book real quick.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
I wrote a book a while ago. This goes back to women's brains and trying to understand them and asking them about it. I wrote a book once when I was like probably 12 or 13 with the help of my father, and it is called How to Understand Women. And it's been through a lot of revisions since, had some updates. First page, you can't. Next page, stop trying. Next page, oh wait, what was the third thing that we just added? Frick, I can't remember. But then next page is like the end. Like that was the whole book. But I wrote that when I was like 12, and I thought it was so funny, and my dad thought it was hilarious. And then we just, anytime anything happens in our household, ever, he just looks at me and goes, remember the book you wrote? And I'm like, okay. Or when I was in a relationship that was not going good, he's like, just remember the book you wrote. And I was like, good call. Yeah. I can make it through. I got to stop trying.
It's true.
Anyways, this is your fault, though. I'm going to throw this out here. We were not supposed to talk about chaos, and then we did. And you said that you were going to, you know, keep us on track.
You know what?
Hey, no comment.
And the funny thing is, I was just thinking, this is like the one episode where they're not interjecting. The one episode they're not going off on random tangents, because I called the episode chaos, trying to like...
That's true, because anything we say relates.
Once again, no comment.
All right, what we were actually supposed to talk about.
Oh. Hey, look, Chaos lives in our lives.
And you know what's the most chaotic place, especially on a Saturday? Costco.
Boom. Oh my gosh, the transition.
What a transition.
Wow. Wow. I mean, look, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, I'm telling you that was gold.
That was gold.
Like, we're only
it's all downhill if you listen to the rest from here.
Come on, Brandon. I was saying we're only going up from here.
Oh, I mean up. It's only up. Yeah, good save.
Costco. Grocery stores.
Sam's Club. Let's talk about that.
What the legend. Good mythical morning. The legend lives on. Yeah, right? The legend goes on. So grocery stores are a normal part of our lives. I think it was interesting. Anyone that lived through COVID, like, grocery stores were pretty crazy. Things are going more, like, we have a retail store online. Like, things are going more digital. So it's interesting to see what that looks like in the space it is today.
Yeah.
But I think even then, everyone goes shopping, either digitally or in person for certain things. And so we want to talk about that today and what that looks like and things that you are like must-haves or things that you need to do while grocery shopping that are particular to you.
Like a shopping cart?
Don't forget the shopping
cart. Good addition.
Shopping cart or hand basket?
Ooh, I've never grabbed a hand basket in my life. I've been to the shopping places that like have smaller carts and I always grab the smaller cart, even if I'm getting a ton of stuff.
So that was my next comment. Smaller cart, larger cart. Costco cart reigns supreme.
Kid carts.
Or the kid carts. Oh, don't even get me started on the kid carts.
I still.
Ooh.
What are your thoughts on them?
Oh,
they are not as bad as he's making them.
No. Okay. Look.
I like love them.
No.
I still want to ride them.
I'm thinking
of like the cars that are on the like attached to the shopping cart.
Yes, you know what I mean? Those are the ones I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the little ones.
No. That's different. That's not nearly as bad. I can handle that better than. Okay. So look, they have like the race car carts.
Yeah.
For the kids. Yeah. Where they have like the two seats.
I still
want
to ride in them every time I see them. Like, I want that.
Let's go to Home Depot and I will drive you around.
That would be so funny. Holy frick. Because you remember when we talked about pictures and how our picture right now is our eye levels. And then the tandem bike. And then we need one.
We'll put me in that. Me in the shopping cart.
Oh, you in it.
And you driving me in it. Dude, and that's cool. To see how people would like look at us too would be even
so
better.
Funny. So funny.
So look, there are variations of kid carts, meaning carts that have like two seats for kids that you can take in a grocery store. Grocery store.
Sally sold.
Don't even go there.
Seashore.
Did I just utter?
Nice. Stanley.
So there are some amazing kid carts.
Costco
is one of them. That is like the Death Star of carts. They have like the seats that are elevated and they have two seats, which we got four kids.
Yeah,
perfect. Two of them go right there.
That's ideal.
Then you have like the ones where it is a shopping cart and then behind it, there is like an attachment that has two seats. Mm-hmm. Those are the worst things that mankind has created to haul children in. Walmart used to have them. Target used to have them. They don't anymore. Holla freaking Luya. and they were, you felt like such an idiot trying to steer those things. You'd be trying to go down the aisle and it just like, you would have to take the biggest turn. It was like you were a semi trying to make that like right-handed or left-handed turn. And you're like trying to have to take that thing as wide as you can. Horrible. Luckily, they're doing away with those.
And you'd like walk in the store and be like, don't look at that cart. Just be like, Mom, please, Dad.
No, look at this one over here. Then you would see people with those carts as parents and you could see the like pain in their eyes. And you're like, I feel you, man. Yeah. Dad to dad, I got you. You can get through this too. Ugh.
Man.
Luckily, they're doing away with those and they're going mainly to like race car style where they have like the two seats for the kids and then like two baskets.
Yeah.
And it's way better.
That's fair.
shout out to grocery stores that have gone that route. And then they've got little shopping carts for kids now in some stores
that are like their size with a pole.
Shout out to Lee's Marketplace. Yeah, just down the street.
I'll have to check it out.
And they have this massive pole so that the parents can hold on to it.
I've seen it. I've seen those for sure.
And they're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
When the kids don't ram into things.
Like your
not
pills.
Great.
Oh, it hurts, man. It hurts.
Oh. I think that's such a relatable pain when like somebody hits you with a shopping cart from behind.
Or they roll over your foot.
Oh, that too.
Kids have done it. I don't know anyone that has like purposefully ran over my foot and been like, sucker. But
yeah, same. I've never done that to anyone.
That was you the other day.
It was me in the store.
Shopping carts. See, you got us rolling on shopping carts, and I had to talk about the different types of shopping carts.
Yeah. The topic is must have when you go grocery shopping. I said, what do you want me to
stay
talk
about?
Here's
away.
A requirement when you go grocery shopping at Costco or Sam's Club, which we can talk about. But Costco, like if you go, I'm saying Costco because that's like where I go. You have to spend over $100. Or, like, why did you go to Costco if you're not spending that much money? Other than to eat the food.
I spent $50 yesterday at Costco.
Really?
It was for the bridal shower, though. So that's for specific. If you have a specific goal, I've never
gone to Costco and just, like, bought, like, one or two things.
I am very proud of myself. The other day, I literally bought the two things I went to Costco for and left. I was in and out in 15 minutes.
You could have saved 15% or more on car insurance than that time by switching to Geico.
But we both just went to Costco separately this week.
Not a sponsor.
So if we
would
have gone together, it probably would have been your $100 list.
Probably.
Hey, now. All right.
You're an all-star. I'm sorry.
Get your game on. Go play. talking about Costco, though. All right, let's jump into Costco versus Sam's Club because this is interesting. But before I do that, because
people swear by whichever one they go to,
right? And I think Steph and I have talked about this. Like it's kind of whatever's closer. Yeah.
I've read some articles. It said I've read a few. I mean, there's no like. Specific.
She did her research before this episode.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain why she's done her research.
Yeah. So, talk to me.
my mom's more of a Sam's Club girl. I think memberships maybe $5 cheaper. Used to be. I have no idea anymore.
Fair enough.
They don't check your card at every waking moment of the day. And there were certain things that I think like, so I was a little more on board with Sam's Club because I think my mom was. And Steph was like, I want a Costco card. And I'm like, no.
Especially after it was 5 minutes from our house and Sam's Club was like 20 minutes from our house.
Wow. Why were you
not? We didn't even have a Sam's Club membership, okay? We didn't have either.
Okay.
Because he said we would spend too much money if we got a Costco card.
And it's true. So here's the thing. As a business owner, as a consumer, I understand what it means to spend money at the store and get products in return. It's nice to have a little investment on your products in return as well, right?
Yeah.
So I knew... Once again, not that Costco's pricing is bad or anything, not that what they do is horrible. No, what they do is fantastic. And I acknowledge that. I told Steph, I was like, look, I get the point of Costco. I get the point of Sam's Club. I think it's great. However, I do know that we will spend more as soon as we get a Costco membership.
Mm.
This is all I ask. Have I been wrong?
I don't know if we've calculated it. We buy more things in bulk now.
Yeah.
And so we've stopped buying certain things at the grocery store. But yes, Costco can seems
like you spend more.
But like
it's interesting.
It's called Costco.
And he
I've never thought
it.
About that until
Costco. Yeah. Oh no.
It.
Hey, look.
So, flipped a switch. I just saw go from like mad about it, and you're like, "But I love Costco."
These were my. But I'm good with it. No. So these were my reasons why not.
Okay.
Now, get this.
Getting it.
Last year for Mother's Day,
okay,
I finally didn't tell her, surprised her with a Costco membership. And we ended up going, was it not like an awesome surprise?
It was pretty cool because I wanted one. I was like, got his sister on board. I'm like, you got to convince him. Like, we have a big family. We have four kids.
Yeah.
Like, he says we spend more, but like, We have four kids. But you like, make buying more memories. Bulk, buying bulk is definitely cheaper.
Talk about chaos. No. No, but I held out for like 8 to 9 years, and I will hang hat on that I waited that long in marriage.
Props to you, man.
But
I don't know why you did that. What? I love Costco.
No.
Big fan.
Look.
And now you're converted.
I saw the value in Costco before we had a Costco membership. So it wasn't like, it was more just, I'm cheap. I'm a frugal dude, right? And so... But
that's how I would describe you to all my friends.
Yeah.
He's a frugal dude.
He's
we have a podcast together. He's a frugal dude.
He's a cheapskate. No, but like, once again, I see the value in Costco. I saw it before. Yes, we now have a membership. I got it for her on Mother's Day. I was pretty dang proud of that idea and that I surprised her. She didn't know where we were going. And we pulled up to Costco and I'm like, oh, you know, we're going in here. I'm going to get you a Costco membership. And she was just like, oh, cool. She probably didn't say that, but she was excited. But yes, we definitely go to Costco often.
I love Costco, except on a Saturday.
The one by us is not bad.
Really?
Not as many people out here. I'm not going to say the location because then people are going to go more. I also have to mention,
it got better after COVID. Like before COVID, Costco on a Saturday was a nightmare.
There's certain, you have to know your Costco locations, and I'm not going to say which ones are bad and which ones are good like him because we don't want to give away that secret.
So help me, if you come to the Costco by us, I will be mad.
I will find you.
And I will
be bad.
Like I said, he loves Costco now.
Yeah, he does.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Oh, man. Nothing...
But once again, Costco versus Sam's Club, it's like, I think it just depends on your preference. I saw a YouTube short the other day of YouTube short. That sounded like shirt. I realized that after the fact.
It'll be fine.
I can't enunciate well, apparently. And it was like how Costco people or Costco membership people feel when they go to Sam's Club. And number one is like betrayal. And so they're like... They're just trying to sell the same type of chickens they have at Costco for $5. And the wife is like, but you're still going to get one. We got to check it out, see if it's any good, and going through things. And then it's like, man, they got to check your card at the end. They got to make sure you're good to go. And the wife is like, honey, I logged in through the app and we've already paid for it. We're good to go. It's like, no one's like checking my card or stuff. So it's goes through the different levels of like what that looks like.
That's interesting.
But it is funny because people swear by Costco or Sam's Club because of certain products that they have as well.
Yeah. And that's fair. I had never been to a Sam's Club until I was in Texas. And then we just like snuck in the back so we could get cheap food. Anyways. And I have to give them props because they're like, I'm not a Mountain Dew guy. I don't like love Mountain Dew, but they have a like specific Sam's Club only flavor that I'm forgetting the name of.
Really?
But it's a Mountain Dew. It's like, it's purple, I think. You looking it up?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm really frustrated that I can't think of the name.
A storm of berry lime refreshment, berry monsoon.
Yeah, that one, berry monsoon. It's so it looks good. It's really good. And I'm not a Mountain Dew guy, and I had that, and I was like, oh, this is like really good. And then, you ever been to, why did I say this like nobody's been there? KFC, you been to KFC?
What is that?
Perfect. they have Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning. Have you had that?
I haven't. I know
that's
of
the
it,
best Mountain Dew flavor of all time, period. It's so good. Do you like peach O's?
Yeah.
It's that in a drink.
Ooh.
It's so good. Oh.
So resorting to Google, and according to Investopedia.com, which one is better, Sam's Club or Costco? Costco has more stores across the globe, is expanding rapidly, and generally offers cheaper prices than Sam's Club does. Although, I can't read. The latter charges slightly less for membership, has a bigger presence in the U.S., and stocks more name brands.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. I've heard it's whatever is closer.
Whatever's closer. That does make sense.
Okay, anything grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store.
Don't forget the diapers when you have kids.
That was really random.
I know.
Good comment. All of our listeners are like, oh, good call.
You know, it is.
You know what? I'm not going to forget next time.
It is interesting. Like, Steph and I are, we like to call ourselves bargain shoppers, right? We like to shop around and find the best deals and stuff like that. And so when it comes to grocery stores, there are certain stores that have better deals than others in their sales.
Yeah.
So like Steph said, we have transitioned to buying certain things at Costco because you can't get it cheaper elsewhere.
But that doesn't mean that we're not. It's like if they're on sale at the grocery store and you shop the ads, you definitely can find things for less money than Costco.
So like produce, meats, stuff like that. If you shop those deals at your local grocery stores, so here like Smith's, which is Kroger's, Harmon's, which is more like your high-end grocery store, in different areas like that. Walmart obviously has stuff too. Costco, Sam's H-E-B. Club.
That's what I was thinking.
H-E-B, yeah,
that's the equivalent
man.
Of Harmon's, I think.
Hey, they had it in Mexico. H-E-B.
They have it in Texas.
And so there are all these different places. And if you find those right deals, then yeah, you're going to spend less at those particular areas, but it's on a week by week basis.
Yeah.
Versus Costco's the same price all the time.
All the time.
You kinda
it's consistent.
Well, they do have deals though too. They'll do markdowns on certain things on certain weeks. So like I love buying steak for cheaper if I can. Right. And
I love steak.
Costco did a deal where it was like $10 off. So realistically for like six steaks, it was actually cheaper than had I have like shopped a deal somewhere else that week.
Yeah, that makes sense. How do you like your steak?
Only cooked by Adam.
Medium.
Medium.
I'm not a medium well guy. I'm not a medium rare.
I'm a medium rare guy.
I haven't quite gotten a medium rare yet.
yet. I love the possibility.
So
the hope
while,
for the future.
While we're on the talk of steak, because I do love steak, I enjoy cooking. I wouldn't say like I'm an exceptionally good.
Let him cook. Little callback.
Hey. I wouldn't say like I'm an exceptional cook or anything like that, but I feel like I'm mid.
He's pretty mid. Double callback.
Look there you go. No, but like I feel like I'm decent. But Steph, tell him about what we did for our anniversary.
We went to a nice. A nicer restaurant. I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but they had great food, and we got a nice steak.
Nice.
So our anniversary, we were willing to spend a little bit
was
more.
Was this just barely a year anniversary?
Yeah, this is like...
Your 10-year one.
10-year anniversary.
27th of December.
And so we went out to dinner that night, and we had a babysitter for our kids, and we chose a new restaurant, and the food was really good. We did get a steak to share, and it wasn't seasoned like Adam. The grilling was fabulous. It was juicy. It was tender, but it was like...
It wasn't seasoned like me.
Because Adam is always seasoned.
It just felt bland. Like, you could taste the grilling, and you could taste it was a good cut of meat.
So it was grilled. It was cooked, like, perfectly, right? But, yeah, it... I've got my opinion on how to cook a steak, and there are people that can... cook them way better than I can, guarantee it. But I do the Gordon Ramsay style, which is you cook it in a cast iron, you sear it on both sides on high heat so it gets that nice, not burnt, but just like a nice, I think bark's the right word, or where it's got like a little bit of crispiness on that outside.
Yeah.
And then you baste it in butter, rosemary, thyme, and garlic.
Like fresh rosemary.
Wow.
So you season it with salt and pepper. Cook
it on each
side.
Rosemary was just a name.
Do you want to smell some? I have some on my counter.
It? Yeah, I'll smell it.
It's an herb.
It's just an herb. Cool.
But I'll have to cook steak for you one time and get your opinion. Steph's pulling the rosemary over. So we have a rosemary bush in our backyard.
That's like pretty good.
It has the aromatics from the rosemary really come through as you cook the steak. Do sure.
You.
When you need some cologne, just put it on your neck.
That's so funny.
No, but in there are so many different ways you can cook a steak, but it seasons it well. The butter, the garlic, the rosemary, the thyme, it really seeps into the steak as you baste it, and then it's great.
So I learned on our date that I can. I don't know, like the seasoning, I guess it just wasn't as good.
Wow.
Because
Adam, I need you to cook me a steak, man.
I told you, man, I'll cook you one. Legit,
can
like
you,
come over.
Can you do medium rare?
It might end up being more medium. It's tough because once
again, I'm okay with medium.
I'm no professional. I'm just chef, not a medium. So sometimes, sometimes depending on the cut of the steak, if it's a little bit thinner, because of how I baste it and stuff, it'll be a little more towards medium well. That's but fair. Even then, trust me, the flavor
will hit.
Will hit. But if I have a thicker cut steak, the medium rare is definitely where it's at. Dang. So it just kind of depends. But, man, the things we've talked about on this podcast, like we have gone full circle, but like must-haves at the grocery store.
Steak. That was the real answer.
For me, well, once again, though, I think some people will spend a ton of money on steak and like different types of meat, and I'm all for it. But once again, we live on a budget. We're very, you know, bargain shopping oriented.
Yeah.
If I buy a nice cut of steak or meat, it's going to be on sale. So like,
I respect that.
Same thing. I bought a brisket one time and it was like a full brisket and it normally like a full cut of brisket is $100-something. I got it for like 70 and it usually like retailed for like 150.
Dang.
And so I don't have a smoker. That's on the list of things I want to do. Hey, Traeger, if you want to sponsor us, I will gladly take
Traeger and Geico.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just,
let's go
Geico.
no, but I think everyone has different foods that they love and enjoy. And for me, once again, trying to eat healthier, trying to eat at home as opposed to eating out, a good steak with like green beans or salad or something like that, generally speaking, is way healthier than if I'm eating out somewhere, or if I'm, you know, cooking like pasta. Not that pasta is bad, but compared to like protein with veggies.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Anyways, well, that's it.
Yeah.